Hi, my name is Megan. I'm from San Diego. I was pretty much born and raised here. I was actually born in Coronado on July the 18th of 85, so I just turned 21. So I've been enjoying that aspect of my life lately. I did live in Hawaii, though, for 3 years when I was younger. My dad's been in the Navy for 30 years, so I'm pretty much a military brat. But luckily, the only major moves that we had to do was to move to Hawaii, and that was just an awesome experience. I loved every minute of it. Hawaii is so different than California, and I'm just so glad that I got to experience that. And I have so many memories and so many friends that I still keep in contact with from out there. And overall, it's just one of the best experiences in my life, and I miss it. I can't wait to get back out there and see everything again. I haven't been able to make it back out there. It's been 8 years, so I can hardly wait. I'm actually currently a biology major. My career goal in life is to become a vet, so we'll see. Hopefully, after graduating from state, I'll go on to Davis, and then after that, I can become a vet. I've been wanting to be a vet since I was a little girl, and everyone that knows me knows that I'm a total animal lover and will probably tell you that I like animals more than people, and for the most part, they're right. I volunteer most of my time at a animal shelter in Lakeside. We actually take dogs from the local animal shelters and we bring them to our kennel, or we find them foster homes. We're actually a no-kill shelter, so none of our animals get put to sleep. We just hang on to them and take care of them until we find them foster homes and eventually permanent homes, and it's just one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done with my life, and I'm just proud that I do it and I love it. I'm currently taking physics because, like I said before, I'm a biology major, and all the science majors know that physics is going to play a crucial role in getting your degree, and you got to take a lot of physics courses to be able to earn those degrees. But I enjoy physics for the most part. There's a lot of work into it, but it's worth it. It's rewarding once you can actually figure out what you're doing and you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. It's awesome. And physics is just so important because it's so fundamental, and a lot of the other sciences are just based on it. And like I said, in becoming a vet, I know I'm going to depend on physics so much, and I know it's just going to play a huge role in being successful in my life, and I know then I'm going to have to learn it and know it, and it's just so important. I believe that the problem-solving method that Tony enforces is really important. At first, I wasn't too fond of it because it was a lot of work and there's a lot of homework in this class, but now I realize that it's something that you need. You need to be able to know why you're doing the problem and why you're using a certain equation, and to be able to explain it to someone. And that's something that I've really never had to do before in physics. I took the first part of this course at Mesa College, and the professor there was just one of those professors that you really didn't need to know what you were talking about in order to get an A in the class. You just read the book, went to lecture, did the homework, and you did well on the test because you memorized equations, but you didn't really understand why you were doing the things you were doing, which is completely different in this class. You have to know what you're talking about to be able to do good in this class and explain what you're doing. So I think that's why this method that Tony enforces is really important, and overall it's just crucial. It's going to play a crucial role in your life because now you're going to be able to understand physics in a whole new way and be able to actually understand what you're doing. Overall, I love college. I just transferred to state from Mesa College, and I love it. I love the library. It gives you all the time in the world to be able to study for Tony's tests, and it's just awesome. I love the experience. It's completely different than a community college. I don't have a whole lot of expectations from college. I just know that it's going to be tough, and you just gotta work hard in order to be successful, and I understand that, and I'm willing to work hard and do anything that it takes to become successful and get my degree and eventually do what I want to do. I know it's going to be really exciting when I finally graduate and get my degree and get to be a vet and just help out people and help out animals, and I know it's just going to be so rewarding, and I can't wait to do it, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun.